Yeah, they asked me to mail them the
Do they want the original? Okay, so then we'll they'll rise it, probably scan it, deal with them, or just show them off the original.
Okay. Hey, Mindy.
Okay, so, I guess we can begin, just as far as roll call, all board members are present, Mr. Nugent is present, so we can begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Jenna, the open public comment period. Can I have a motion?
Make a motion to open a public period.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Yes, we have Mr. Target.
Good evening. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you today. On October 19th, 2023, my office submitted on behalf of Tarnikoff four applications, a special use permit application, site plan application, a variance application, and a zone change application. On December 11th, 2023, the building inspector sent a letter to me saying that the EAF forms on the four, on each of the four different applications, all had to have the same project description. We had submitted them with a description that was unique to each application. There was no substantive change requested, merely that the description of the project on each of the four EAFs be identical. We thought that was wrong. However, in an effort to work with the village, on January 19th, I came into the village with revised EAF forms to correspond to the way that Mr. Zumo had requested. Came into the village hall right here, right upstairs. Met with Burke, and I said, I have these. I want to substitute them for the ones that were submitted previously. And she said that she would do the substitution. She took them from me. I left them. I left. On January 19th, I submitted a letter by email to Mr. Zumo with a CC to Mr. Nugent confirming the above, basically saying I wanted to be on the agenda. I heard nothing, I heard crickets. Today, at 2:21 p.m., after the village had not set its agenda yet, I received an email from Mr. Nugent telling me that essentially none of the four applications would be on the agenda for tonight because I didn't physically, personally take the pieces of paper and pull out the old EAFs and physically come in and put the new EAFs in instead. Even though that's your clerk was very courteous to me, didn't raise any problems, I heard nothing about this until today. And I understand this may be a form over substance argument. It is clear to me that's what's going on. It is clear to me that the village is stalling and delaying my client's application. There is no substance here, zero substantive issues. So, number one, I'd like tonight, since I'm here in the same building where the applications sit and the same building where the new EAFs sit, I'd like to go upstairs to exactly where they are, and I'd like to take out the old EAF forms and replace them with the new EAF forms. so we can be on the agenda. I assume you're not going to put me on the agenda for tonight, despite the fact that I asked your attorney for that today. And so therefore, I want to be on the agenda for next month's meeting. So that's my question to you now. Can I go upstairs and simply replace the four pieces of paper that you asked us to replace, that I delivered more than a month ago and gave to your clerk? And she accepted without a problem. And your attorney got notice of that without a problem. So can I go upstairs and make that replacement?
I can't answer that.
Well, I understand you can't answer. I wasn't asking you. I asked you this afternoon. You ignored me. I'm asking the court.
I ignored you. I think we exchanged emails.
Yeah, you ignored this issue. I said, can I be on tonight? What's to stop me from being on tonight?
I told you the building inspector hadn't received a complete application.
The building inspector had received a complete application. He chose not to look at it. And the building inspector didn't write back to me.
I'm not going to debate, Mr. Churgin. Do what you need to do. Make your comment.
Okay, so I guess from the silence I'm hearing from the Board of Trustees, that you're not going to let me walk up the stairs. And
you can do that tomorrow. What's the purpose of doing that tonight?
So it's done and I don't have to come back tomorrow and I know it's done.
Okay, then if you want to wait till the meeting's over, if the clerk has no objection, knows where the boxes are, and you want to go replace them, you can do that.
Is that what's going to happen? Because I'll wait.
Are the boxes still upstairs?
Yes.
And the EAFs that were dropped off are still up there? So,
okay.
You can do that.
So I'll be on next month's meeting?
I don't know, Mr. Jurgen. I have to go to the building inspector. He's got to review things.
Well, the only comment we got was that the EAF had to have project descriptions.
That would make the application complete, yes. But then the building inspector has to review it and make the determinations, whatever determinations he needs to make.
He didn't review it the first time?
It's not complete yet.
He reviewed it and told me it's not complete.
Right.
He told
That's
me
for completeness. So when you do what you need to do, it'll be complete. And then, obviously, there's zoning and other things he's got to look at, the application, in terms of how it proceeds from there.
Well, he obviously looked at it because he saw that the project description wasn't identical for all four, correct? So it wasn't like I missed a page. You're saying it's not complete because that's how you're characterized.
And you were free to disagree and challenge the building inspector's interpretation if
I'm
you
not,
wanted to do that.
I'm
right.
Not.
So
all I'm saying is we gave a full application. Nobody came back to us and said, you're missing something. They asked me to substitute one thing for the other, which I did. So I am asking.
And you were told another application was premature and to pick it up, and you didn't, but yes. You were told more than that.
What I'm asking you is, can I be put on the agenda for next month?
You can
please
do what you want to do tonight, and the building inspector will have a complete application, and I will speak to him. I'm not the building inspector.
When am I going to be told whether I'm on the agenda or not? Because today, I didn't hear anything from anybody until after 2 o'clock.
Well,
you didn't even.
Mr. Chairman, let me ask you, if you're so time sensitive, you just, first of all, I don't have a letter from January 19th. I have a letter from January 23rd.
Yeah.
Not January
19th. And I said I was here on January 19th, and on January 23rd,
okay.
I confirmed that.
Right. So it took a month for you to just address the minor issues that you're talking about and claim or nothing. But now time is very important because the village took too long, but it was fine that you took a month in order to just do that. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm asking you if I'm going to be on.
I don't know that because the building inspector is going to get the application when you do what you need to do, and then he will review it.
Well, typically, the village doesn't put out its agenda until the Friday night before the Monday meeting. I want to know before that if I'm going to be on the agenda because to make a full and appropriate presentation to this board, because we do respect this board, we don't want to come in here with schlock. I need to prepare.
So we'll let you know that you will or won't be on the agenda a week before the meeting. Is that sufficient?
Thank you very much. That's
Is that
great.
Fair?
Yes, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anyone else, John? Okay. There's no one else. Can I have a motion to close public comment period?
I'll make a motion.
Seconded by?
Second.
By trustee Greenberger and trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Thank you. Let's move to item number 5, approval of treasury report. Can someone please make the motion prepared by our treasurer?
Make a motion to approve the treasury report. Trustee Mark Green moved the resolution that the payment of the general funds claiming total $173,284.37 set forth on page 9 in the monthly abstract listing dated January 23rd, 2024 through February 26, 2024 as submitted is hereby approved, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of January 26, 2024, February 9, 2024, February 23, 2023, as set forth in their payroll in the amounts of $13,199.95, $11,508.45, and $12,861.06, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Approved, subject to your individual audits on your whenever you wish. Please, Jenna, just tell Dorinda, thank you for preparing this in such a timely manner. And thank you for the continued hard work and specifically all the hard work with the many different grant applications which we are dealing with. Next item on the agenda, approval of minutes from Village Board meeting on January 22nd, 2024. Thank you, Jenna, again, for the meticulous minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
Motion made by trustee, by Deputy Mayor Lasker, seconded by trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes 5-0. Thank you again. Motion by trustee, by Deputy Mayor Lasker and trustee Greenberg. Let's move to the next item on the agenda, the Cultural Center report. G'day, which is still not, he's still not feeling well, sends his apologies. So can someone please make a motion for the allocation for the next event?
Make a motion to approve the spring concert of 2024 that is scheduled on May 4, 2024. The proposed budget for the event is $800 and for the performers and $150 for refreshments. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes. Jenna, please also, when you talk to G'day, tell us, wish him speedy recovery. Thank you. New business. It's March is coming, so we need to start working on the budget. Mr. Nugent, maybe you would like to, because we have two new trustees, maybe you'd like to give them a tutorial about the budget process?
Well, basically, every place does it a little bit different, but the mayor needs to prepare a tentative budget, which goes to the clerk ultimately by March 20th and gets filed with the trustees and basically becomes public at that point. On or before April 15th, we need to open a public hearing on that budget so the public can be heard. And then that public hearing, if you decide to have another meeting, has to close by April 20th. If you decide to wrap everything up on April 15th, you'll have a public hearing open and closed, and you would adopt the budget that night. The absolute deadline for the budget adoption is May 1st. So if you have a meeting April 15th and you feel that everything is where you need it to be, you can accomplish everything on the 15th. And then at any point along the way, the board can propose additions or changes to the budget by motion. Typically, once we set the public hearing, we don't like to make changes. This way, the public is seeing the same budget that they're going to be talking about at the hearing. But once the hearing is open and the public has spoken, you can then make motions and make changes and propose things. And if they're approved, that would become part of the final budget, which would then be adopted for the fiscal year, which then would commence June 1st.
Thank you.
As you know, we cannot meet in a quorum to to work on this. So even though it's more cumbersome, there's no really other way. So what I will do is, first of all, as you can, you have a tentative budget based on last year's budget, which I guess we can use as a starting point. I encourage everybody to go over it. I'm sure everybody's going to have comments and ideas. Again, we cannot meet to discuss as a group for obvious reasons, so we will need to do this by email again, not as a group again, just to me, and we'll I understand it's cumbersome, but it is what it is. So please review it. I know it's for some of you might be again a new experience, and it's but it's extremely important. So your input is also extremely important. So please take the next few days, think about what's on the table. Think about the numbers, and again we do have a deadline. So let's during early March start bouncing the numbers you think are
Mayor,
appropriate.
Can I suggest if I have any comments, I can just send you an email on my points of view, and you can look at it if it makes sense, and you can incorporate it in your tentative budget. Maybe the other trustees can personally
do the
send
same.
Email. Do they have any comments?
Yeah. So again, when you send emails, send them just to me, not as a group, because of the legal requirements, and then I'll put them all in, and once there is a file based on your numbers, I'll circulate that, and everybody can look at the new revised file. And again, we'll do the same thing until we reach
the
plan.
The first open meeting is April 15th?
No, March 2050 is going to... We're going to get a tentative budget from the mayor by March 20th.
Yeah.
The public hearing is probably going to be scheduled for April 15th.
You want the second one? You need two?
No, you just need one.
But there needs to be a tentative one, which, again, by the 20th.
So we vote on April 15th for the budget.
Yeah.
Yes.
We hopefully.
Otherwise, you need a special meeting, and you'd have to continue the public hearing. So if you don't do it on the 15th, you're going to have to set a meeting between the 15th and the 20th to close that public hearing and adopt.
Yeah, and then you have Passover also right around the corner. So that's why I think the mayor did it smart. He's presenting us now. If we have any comments or points that we want to make to the budget, he's collecting all ideas so he can put it together.
So we should make a motion for the public hearing?
No.
Doesn't matter?
You know, I suggest hold off until the March meeting, because if any board members have proposed changes between now and then, they can email, and then this way you can make changes on the 26th
Thank
and
you.
Set the public
okay.
hearing.
Okay, not a problem, so we will do that.
Mayor, can I ask if you can send us this, show us where we can get the budget he gave us in the
as
PDF.
A file.
Yeah,
sure.
The file so we can look
so,
at it.
Yeah, so Jenna, maybe if you can send it to, when you have a chance, send everybody, even individually, the file so they can have it. But again, this is the copy you have. You know, if you want to do it on the file, we'll send it to you, but the copy you have is, again, is this as... as a diocese brother, you can use it as a reference. Okay, if there's no more questions, and I'm sure there will be questions, again, you can contact Mr. Nugent and myself and Mr. Lasker. We're happy to give you a rundown from previous years. The next item in the agenda, 8B, is a request through NICOM. NICOM has been organizing municipalities all over the state to petition the governor to increase the revenue sharing stream between the municipalities and the state of New York, what's known as the AIM. There hasn't been an increase for the AIM for several years. And this is, again, NICOM is organizing a joint appeal to the governor to increase that. Again, this is after many, many years, 15 years. With the rise of inflation, I think everybody would agree, it's definitely appropriate. There is a sample, the resolution...
can we adopt this resolution as presented?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, this is the operative part, but you'd have to just say the village board of the village of Pomona urges the governor. That would be.
So I'll make the motion, whereas the aid incentive.
You just do this.
Okay, so now therefore to be resolved that the village board urges Governor Hochul to work with the leaders of the Senate and the Assembly and increase AIM aid of incentives to municipalities funding in the 2024-2025 adopted state budget. Can I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye passes. I'll send it to NICOM tomorrow. Thank you, everybody. So that would, this is 8B. Now, old business. Anybody have any comments concerning old business?
I don't.
Okay. And then let's move to billing and maintenance. I believe no news yet. Oh, of course. First of all, some good news. Finally, after a long, long time, the work on the Burgess Meredith park improvement has started this week. Now that the weather became much better and we hit 50 degrees, so finally, after many, many, many years, hopefully we're talking about a few weeks, and we can finally see it completed. So this is very good news. Thank you, everybody.
That's thanks to the county ARPA grant for green spaces.
So on behalf of everyone, I'm going to thank County Executive Edey and the Chairman of the Legislature, Jay Hood, for the ARPA allocations, and I also to Deputy Mayor Lasker, the village engineer, Mrs. Spence, Mr. Nugent and his firm. So, because we have some good news, let's continue with more good news. We are ready to issue the RFP for the second grant, the one on Secor Park. So, there needs to be a motion. Mr. Lasker, would you like to make the motion, maybe?
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to facilitate the issuance of an RFP for playground equipment and installation for Secor Park and to set dates for the issuance of and return of such RFP upon receipt of specifications from the village engineer. Do I have a second?
I second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. So this can move on.
We will get the mayor. I think the engineer sent today a draft, and if we can share it to the board via email or the clerk can send it out. It's a draft of the where exactly in the park it's going to be located. It's not that we discussed it in the past, but I'm saying, you know, they finally put it in a full PDF page, mm-hmm. So we could share it.
Thank you. And that will be tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Jenna has it to share. If not, I'll ask Martin to send it to Jenna. She'll share it with the board. Okay.
So hopefully tomorrow. So, trustee period. Let's begin with Trustee Zaidel. Anything?
We're good.
Thank you.
That comes up all.
Trustee Greenwald? Nothing?
Okay.
Trustee Greenberg?
Nope.
Mr. Lasker?
So we got a letter over here. I see a copy, 3 pages of pictures of some mud, an issue from our code enforcer. This is Jenna. This has been going on because they're doing the pipes for Pinelli's doing the work for Orange and Rockland.
I just wanted to make sure they were going to fix it. I asked the contractor to move these residents
that's where they're parking all their equipment during this period of time. But anyways, the main thing is to inform Harris from Spence Engineer. He oversees the project on our behalf. And if there's any concerns, he reaches out to them and they'll take care of what the issues concerns you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want you to tell Bill that it's not somebody just doing nothing over there. And now also, especially, they started today the park equipment, which is right around there. So I'm sure there's more activity going on around there.
Okay.
Jenna, the floor is yours.
So First of all, thank you, Trustee Greenberg. Last meeting, you brought up the garbage that was in front of 15 Hidden Valley. There was a lot of garbage. It has been all over.
Oh.
Back on Friday and also today, they went out and everything is gone.
The resident removed it?
Knocks and letters and violations, but yeah, everything's been removed. I know it was
good.
Quite a substantial amount of garbage. I'm very happy to say that it's gone now.
Good.
Fantastic.
And thank all of you, you know, for being on top of everything and, you know, listening to the residents, myself, all the staff, everybody. I really appreciate it.
Jenna, is there a new, well, like every year, is there a new slew of residents that had damage from the snowplows?
Yeah, there always is. I mean, before I wasn't working here, but I would hear about it, but yeah.
So how much?
Mailboxes.
Mailbox? Oh, that's new. No, this is new.
But they fixed it. They're on top of it.
Yeah, I just asked the residents to send me pictures and then they fixed it.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, you can't always see the pressure. It's a lot of
But the department is responsive.
Yeah, they're always
thank you. Mr. Nugent, or Dylan, the floor is yours.
Let's give it to Dylan. No, I just want to address one thing. As Mr. Churkin was up here earlier, we agreed to accommodate the applicant to go upstairs and prepare their application for submission. I just want to note that the building inspector's determination rejected the ZBA application as premature because there had been no determination from which to appeal. So I just want to clarify that I'm not suggesting we're going to disregard his determination, but the other three applications can be accepted. As it stands now, the ZBA application has been rejected, not on the merits, but it's premature because there's no determination from which there can be an appeal yet.
At this point, is there a need for an executive chat session?
I don't know. Thank you.
Anybody? Okay. If there is nothing else, then can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion made by Deputy Mayor Lasker. Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Of course.